It's our SME business feature, and today we catch up with the founder of a fintech business that's developed a medical transactional card that enables clients to pay their medical expenses. For those who have medical aid memberships, they can also use the same card to make co-payments for given treatments. Well, to tell us more, I'm joined in studio by Tami Ngalo. He's the CEO of OI. Thanks very much for joining us,
Tami.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nompu, and thank you to the listeners.
Super. So the OI medical card is a prepaid card solution. It sounds interesting. Just tell us about the value proposition and what led you to come up with the idea.
No, absolutely. So, I mean, as you know, in South Africa, a large portion of the workforce is not covered by medical aid. So actually, if you look at the Council for Medical Schemes, they report that 25% of the working population is covered by medical schemes, which makes out around 4 million. So it leaves 12 million people out there who are working. They wake up every day, but they do not have access to quality health care, or they struggle to access quality health care. Mm. And we know the alternative is the overwhelmed public health system. So what we are then saying here is, you know, here's a facility in the form of a card that is convenient, that is accepted everywhere. It's a MasterCard.
Okay.
So it can be used anywhere and everywhere where MasterCard is accepted. So we're not ring fencing you to a network of doctors or network of providers. You can go literally anywhere, pharmacies, doctors, optometrists, sangomas, anywhere. and onto the employers, we're saying also then, you know, equalize the workplace. Why should only the 25% that is, should be that, taken care of by medical aids? Let's look at also the other 70 to 80%.
Yes.
Let's give them something that is workable. Obviously, there was not an alternative. Now we think we've got a solution. Put money away every month, 50 rands, 100 rands, absolutely at your own peril, and you save it there for a rainy day.
Yeah. So you're communicating with employers on this. Are you saying that they should have a hand in helping to save with the employee?
Yes. So that is obviously first price. But as you know, the economic times are tough for some people and easier for others. So those that are able to, I mean, our monthly fee is sitting at 20 rands a month. So we believe that is, it's affordable. So, I mean, some employers who believe that they can reach into their pockets can come in and assist on the 20 rands, subsidize it. And others are saying, look, you know, it's a bit tough right now, financial years and so forth. So then they hand it over to the employee.
Okay. Yeah. So presumably, as much as you're speaking to employers, you can talk to ordinary individuals who might want to use the facility, right? So how would they load the card? Where do they load the card?
No, 100%. So a consumer on the street can go into our website, oi.co.za, and they'll be able to apply. They receive the card. You load the card via EFT or debit order, as well as obviously if you are employed and through the employee,
through the employer,
you can do a payroll deduction.
Okay.
Those are the forms of loading.
So the OI medical card is precisely just for medical expenses. You can't go mad at the mall and buy other things. So I suppose this is a good way to encourage people to save for their rainy day medical expenses.
100%. It's essentially a tool to discipline yourself as well, because now you know once the funds are there, you can't be used for anything else. You can't go to some of the retailers and start buying some cold or warm beverages. You can only utilize it for the healthcare expenses, thereby instilling discipline, as well as from an employer point of view. We know credit is sometimes getting out of hand.
Yeah.
So we are instilling a culture of saying let people save for a rainy day.
Mm. So just explain again around the associated costs with the card. If, say, for example, I save about 2,000 rand on the card in 2020, come 2022, and I actually need that money, am I going to see the same amount of money on that card?
100%. Barring from our monthly fees, that's the you'll see what you put in is what you get out. So as I said, the monthly fee right now is 20 rands a month.
Yeah.
So aside from that, the money that is there, you'll find it there still waiting for you.
What kind of uptake have you had for this?
It's been fantastic. I think especially on the consumer side, which is where we started, it's been very well received, fantastic. And that's why now we're saying let's help more people, let's reach more people. And we believe that a B2B model will actually assist us in that regard.
Mm. So one of the flexibilities of the card is that unlike medical aid or hospital plans, the beneficiary can be pretty much anybody. But then that means that it would be important to keep that card somewhere secure, as it could be used by unauthorized people?
So yes and no. So the right answer is it's a MasterCard that is PIN protected, so it works just like your bank card. So if you give it, let's say you had the card and you wanted to give it to your spouse, they would then need to know the PIN in order to go and utilize it.
Yes.
So what we find people doing is particularly women with children. You know, as you know, you're at work and something happens at home and your kids need to be taken care of. You may also leave it and let then the kids be taken care of whilst you're at work. So it has those benefits. And so
it is fairly secure.
Absolutely. 100% secure. Yeah.
So I understand that your company has been part of the Alpha Code Incubate program. They specialize in nurturing fintech startups. What sort of assistance and learnings did you get from that program to enhance your business?
No, it's invaluable. I can't put a price to it in terms of the support, the expertise. I mean, we are working with people that have been in banking and payments, some for 30 years or more, and they see things before some of us can see it.
Mm.
So that's the experience where the expertise, where if you were to go through the journey, you'd bend your fingers. Here's somebody who says, we did this in 1980 something, so maybe don't do it this way, try a different avenue. And I think also in terms of assisting us into putting together some of the test cases, ensuring that, you know, we are ready for the market operation. Because, you know, for example, if you're an IT person, which I tend to be, you focus more on the tech and then you neglect the business.
Other bits, yes.
And this is where they come in. I mean, at any point in time, we have, I think, around 5 mentors who are looking at different aspects of the business to say, yes, this one is going well, but, you know, maybe we need to add in a bit. So,
yeah. People are a bit fearful around kind of tech kind of companies because, you know, there's always that fear that those kind of companies don't really employ people. They do everything through a computer. Potentially, what number of jobs could you create with your type of business?
No, I think as we grow, we'll definitely be employing people because, as you know, we are saying we are talking to employers. Employers don't talk to machines. You know, you need somebody to be there, wearing nice and smart, to talk to the person, to shake the hand, to build the relationship. So these are where the jobs are going to come through. And also, once we've signed up the employer, you also need people to come and assist the employees, give a bit of training, make sure that people understand what they're getting themselves into.
Mm.
So this is not just a one-man show, two-man show, and everything happens on the back end on the cloud. You're going to need people on the ground to actually run through the journey.
Obviously, you had a leg up by being part of this incubation program, but as a small business person and an entrepreneur, what sort of challenges have you had to face and overcome?
Look, I think like any other business, funding is an issue. So you're going to have to, you need to be that resilient person who's going to use every cent in your pocket to try and make this happen until an RMI or somebody like Alpha Code comes through and say, look, let's try and assist you.
Mm.
So that's one of the issues. I think the other issues is around partnerships, because, you know, to put something like this together, for example, we work with Mercantile Bank, and that's where, again, who provides some of the sponsorship to ensure that the money is secure that you put in there.
Yes.
Now, to build those relationships and make them happen is also, you know, you don't just pick up the phone and phone Mercantile Bank and say, I've got this cool idea, you know. So you need to be actually
network.
Hustle a bit and make sure that you are in there. So, you know, the number of things that you overcome, but I think it's on you as a person that you need to just make sure that you are tough as nails and you go for it.
Before we part, what's with Oyi?
Oyi, I don't know. It actually means nothing. It's just a name where I figured, you know, I thought it would be easy because we were looking for a name that is short and easy to remember, that is catchy, and we believe that Oyi is exactly that word for us.
I think you definitely scored there. It's definitely catchy. Thanks very much, Tami, for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Tami Ngalo, he's the CEO of Oyi.